morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Our Bible reading today focuses on the subject of giving. Unfortunately, God's desire for our lives on this subject is often misunderstood. My prayer this morning is that the Holy Spirit will clarify and help us understand how God wants us to give. But before we pray, I want to encourage you to keep your Bibles handy as we study together. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, the hour has come for you to glorify your name. I decrease that you may increase in me. Come, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I'm always surprised by how my children behave after receiving a gift from me. One day I gave my daughter her favorite snack. Then I said, share with your brother. The response was simple. No, it's mine. Okay, give some to daddy. And the response was the same. Daddy gave it to you in the first instance, yet you refuse to give daddy. I'm sure all of us here this morning, we agree that this possessive and selfish attitude is common with children. Every child has to be taught to give and share unless they will grow up into a selfish adult. The issue of giving and sharing is what Paul was trying to teach the Corinthian Christians. Notice that verse 7 starts by saying, they were already doing well in faith and other things, yet they needed to learn to give. This means that somebody may truly have faith in God, yet struggle with giving. Paul used the Macedonian Christians as an example to teach them, because the Macedonians were people who had given themselves as well as their gifts to Christ. If we must grow from being a childish Christian to be a mature Christian, we will do well to mimic, to emulate the Macedonian mindset by steadfastly giving our gifts and ourselves to Christ. Let us look more closely at why the Macedonians were used as great examples of Christian giving. The grace of giving. By the grace of God, the Macedonian churches had been particularly forward in giving. Their gift was given out of poverty. Like that of the widow, we do small coins, copper coins, two small copper coins in Luke chapter 21, verse 2 to 4. They gave willingly. They gave as an expression of the grace and the fellowship of the saints. When we give to the poor in other churches, to the missionaries, the less privileged, it is an expression of our fellowship in Christ. The Macedonians evidently considered it to be a privilege to give to the poor among the saints in Jerusalem, as we see in Romans chapter 15, verse 26. How many things in our Christian lives, I wonder how we began, but not completed. Notice what Paul told them in verse 10. Looking at the grace begun by Titus among the Corinthians, he instructed them now to bring it to completion. It is not that the Corinthians are without grace, for in that they evidently abounded. But Paul said, since you abound in everything, see that you abound in this grace also. Paul challenged the Corinthians to demonstrate their love by sharing in this grace of giving. Now let us look at the key verse in the passage, verse 9. The apostle reminds the Corinthians of what they already know, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that he was rich but made himself poor, that we through his poverty might become rich. In fact, Jesus, in his pre-incarnate glory, was equal with God. But he emptied himself, took the form of a bond servant, became man, humbled himself, was obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 6 to 8. As the Corinthians have just been reminded, he who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. The pattern of Christ giving of himself. In John chapter 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever that believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life, is the model for our financial giving. Now Paul gives his advice in verse 10 to 12. The Corinthians were enthusiastic at the outset of the project. If there was a queue, they would have been first in it. But now their enthusiasm had subsided. Perhaps the delay in the collection was due to a fear that they would not be able to complete it. Paul will later remind them in their source the abounding grace of God towards them in verse 8. Paul emphasizes here that we are not necessarily called to give beyond our limit. A gift is acceptable if we first have a willing mind. When you know Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, nobody will teach you how to give. You will give from your heart. Nobody will teach you how to give. Willingness to share in verse 13 to 15. The equality that we already have with one another in Christ Jesus, we should each by willing to share out of whatever abundance we may have to help those who lack, the less privileged, the homeless, to support them. Paul illustrates this with a quotation from the gathering of manna in Exodus chapter 16, verse 18. And he says, he who gathered much had nothing left over, and he who gathered little had no lack. Giving generously. You do not need to be rich to be generous. Many of us have this idea about giving that you have to be rich in order to give. If I had more money, if I made just this or that much, then I could give. When you give to God, you will discover that God will give to you. Jesus said, if you don't judge people, you won't be judged. If you forgive people, you will be forgiven. And if you give, it will be given to you. We see several examples of this in Scripture. The widow who gave at the entrance to the temple, Jesus saw her give two small copper coins. Now she wasn't the only one who was giving that day. The rich were giving. And when they gave, they toast their money. Okay? So that everybody will see. Loud noise, so that everyone would notice. And Jesus noticed, but Jesus did not focus on the rich. He focused on a poor widow. This widow gave two coins that were basically worthless, very little value. He didn't commend the rich for giving. He commended this poor widow for giving. Giving is not based on how much you give. You can give when you are broke. Yeah, you can give when you're broke. Now, how do you do that? How can I give beyond my own ability? It is a faith thing. Bible says without faith, it is impossible to please God. You see, giving tests our faith. And that is where we have trouble. When we are about to give, we only look at what we already have. We think about our upcoming bills. And we think about some things we wish we had. Then we give. But these believers in Macedonia, they looked beyond that. Beyond what they felt they could give. And they made a decision. They decided to be generous. All of us give, spend money on the things that we love. We make space in our budget for the things that we really care about. So far this month, you have probably paid your mortgage, rent, or holiday trip. You probably may have eaten outside in Chinese restaurants, Italians, twice or more. But if we are honest, there are things that we have bought beyond these essentials that perhaps we really don't need. Most of the material things that you have because you love them. And because you're willing to pay for them. And because you love them, you did not really consider it to be a sacrifice to give your hand and money away to purchase it. I love suits, okay? I have 5 suits in my house. I love dressing corporate. I admit it. I have a friend who has 5 cars. What for? He said, they are necessities for my business. Some people max out their credit card just to go on vacation or buy things because they are important to them and ended up owing money. For this money, what best can you give to God? God gave his only begotten son 2,000 years ago. that whosoever that believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And the question for us this morning, are you giving God your best? What are the things you can give to God? Your money? Your time? Or your gift for the service of his kingdom? Remember, God gave his only begotten Son. He became poor that we, through his poverty, might become rich. And I leave you with this food for thought. You do not need to be rich to be generous. You can give. Even when you're broke, giving is a privilege. Don't take it for granted. I don't know about you here this morning. Maybe you're far away from him, and you need to know Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. Today, this morning, is another opportunity for you. Can you give your life to him? He wants you back. Can you give your life to him and say, Jesus, come into my life. Be my Lord and my Savior. Today, I give my life to you. Use me. Here am I. Send me. And that is what Jesus wants from you this morning. And if you're here this morning, you have not made peace with Jesus, I want you to pray this prayer with me. Just place your right hand on your chest and say to God, Jesus, come into my life. Be my Lord and my Savior. Today,